This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to get in touch with me. Today, Jacob, I know that this is something you want to celebrate with a great deal of fervor. It's National Junk Food Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I mean, Taco Bell has got to be on your agenda. I think maybe those, what are those orange crinkly things that where the orange gets all over your fingers?
Cheetos?
Yeah. I knew you'd know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, all right, so there you go. Okay, an interesting day in history. On this day in 1645, the Qing Dynasty issues an edict ordering all Chinese men to shave their forehead and braid the rest of their hair into a queue identical to those of the Manchus. So if you think that we have government who messes around in your private life, at least they haven't suggested what your hairdo should be.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. On this day in 1865, in Springfield, Missouri, Wild Bill Hickok shoots and kills Davis Tutt in what is regarded as the first Western showdown. They misspelled Wild Bill Hickok. Actually, my dentist was related to him. I just thought you'd want to know that.
That's weird.
There were actually more bystanders killed. This is, 1865, right? That's like 151 years ago, right? But there were actually more people, bystanders killed in gunfights than were killed in terms of intentional targets. I can't believe that was actually the first one 150 years ago. You had the feeling that it went on long before that. Maybe they just shot each other and didn't do the sort of face-offs. Like, although, look, the Hamilton duel was in what? It was 1776, so that would be like 17 when he died. I know the next day, I think 1789 or something like that. We have a long history of people shooting each other. In 1873, at Adair, Iowa, Jesse James pulled off the first successful train robbery in the American Old West. So this is a day of serious felonies. It gets worse. Maybe because it's hot. In 1877, although I actually have a counter-argument to that. On this day in 1877, after riding by Baltimore and Ohio railroad workers and the deaths of 9 workers at the hands of the Maryland militia, workers in Pittsburgh stage a sympathy strike that is met with an assault by the state militia. Yesterday was a serious union day in terms of, for some reason, that there were a whole bunch of union strikes that were put down violently. On this day in 1904, Louis Rigoli, a Frenchman, became the first man to break the 100-mile-per-hour barrier on land. He drove a 15-liter Gobron Brulier in Belgium. 100 miles an hour. I've driven that fast. Have you ever driven that fast?
100?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't. We shouldn't tell people about it either, should we? We shouldn't admit to it. No. Okay, we didn't do that. Pretend we didn't. It's one of the reasons I don't own a car. Do you own a car?
Yes.
You probably have to.
I would like to not, but...
Yeah, well, you can come live here. Then you wouldn't need a car.
Sweet.
There you go. Public transportation, yeah. In 1925, the Scopes trial. This is an interesting one, okay? Dayton, Tennessee. Tennessee is a really interesting state. High school biology teacher John T. Scopes was found guilty. See, that's what people don't remember about the Scopes trial, of teaching evolution in class and fined $100. The Scopes trial, everybody was the idea of he was brought to court for teaching evolution. He lost. People don't remember that. Pretty interesting, huh? On this day. All right, this should be a comfort to all of you who are sweltering, which is most of us. The world's lowest temperature in an inhabited location is recorded at Vostok Station in Antarctica. at minus 128 degrees Fahrenheit, almost 129 degrees, which is just under 90 degrees centigrade. That's cold. You going to move to Antarctica anytime soon?
No.
No, don't think so. But on days where it's 95 and humid, we've actually had some very nice summer days, but we're about to go back into the humidity. I mean, it's like being in Hawaii at night. It's just been great. All right, our good news story of the day, because there isn't, you can hear, historically, it's not, there's a serious amount of felonies and shooting, and people driving fast, my personal favorite. But there's a woman who had twins was in an accident at Enterprise, and somehow she took a picture. See, without cameras, we probably wouldn't know nearly as much bad news nor good news. But the agent at Enterprise, she had twins, and she didn't have a double stroller. So he's actually typing the stuff into the computer, holding this cute baby. And she took a picture of it and put it online and sent it to Enterprise saying, this guy was so kind and he was, you know, there need to be more people. And everybody has just been thrilled about it on the Internet. Hopefully he got a raise. They sent her a stroller. So, see, being nice does pay off. Actually, I had one nice thing. Well, I mean, it wasn't meant to be quite as self-serving as it's going to sound, unfortunately. I went to a screening last night, and the people beside me, they had popcorn and drinks for us, and I didn't want any popcorn, so I said, can I have two bottles of water rather? And they said, yeah. And the person next to me had popcorn, and she said, you want some? And so I took a handful. And she said, look, why don't you take it home? And her husband was there, and I said, why don't we just give it to him? No, don't give it to him. So I'm walking out with a thing of popcorn because, God forbid, I waste anything. And there's this woman, the homeless woman, and I said, would you like some popcorn? And she said, yeah, that's great. So I gave her the whole thing of popcorn. And a guy came up to me and said that was really nice, which I felt kind of guilty about because it was only popcorn. But so that was, you know, that was one of those times where, you know, one important part to it, which is we were talking about yesterday a little bit, and I think we put it up online. Did we get any responses to it, Jacob, about the etiquette shaming? Except I didn't want to call it etiquette.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, part of it is that we reinforce positive behavior whenever we can. And this woman taking a picture of this guy who really did help her out, because by and large, customer service hears complaints, right? This guy shortchanged me, or he was rude, or you know whatever. So, and that we know that negative really doesn't work. Punishing people doesn't essentially work. Positive reinforcement does. So, because and that guy, I mean, giving her the popcorn was really easy, and because I thought, you know, I don't need this, you know, okay, so I could bring it home and it could be a snack. It was my pleasure to give it to her, and she was delighted about it, which was reinforcement enough. But the guy coming up to me and saying that was a really nice thing to do just made my day. And I was, to be quite honest, it was not really completely deserved. I mean, it was not a big deal. But him saying that just was just a nice kind of thing to happen. So the next time you see somebody doing something good, something nice, something polite, say something to them. Say thank you, or that was great, or just smile at them. Because that's how we make the world a better place. One compliment at a time, one behavior at a time, one smile at a time, too blessed to be stressed. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. There was a news item today, and I had to look up what it meant. Do you know what a torrent site is?
Yes.
What is it? I mean, I looked it up, so I now know, but what's your definition of a torrent site?
A torrent site is a site where people, usually someone buys something and then uploads it onto the internet and then shares it for a bunch of other people to download. And
for free?
Yep.
So where did the term come from? Do you know?
Torrent? I don't know.
Because I didn't know what it meant. You're exactly right, and apparently this guy, the reason it was a story is because I think it was Apple supplied the guy's name and address, and he's being prosecuted for it. So it was not all this great story, but it was I didn't know what it meant. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. So we were talking about the etiquette stuff. Do we have enough stuff to talk about that a little bit here?
We have three comments.
Let's do that to start with. And then I thought we'd also talk a little bit about puns.
Sounds good.
Okay.
First up, we have, I think you maybe pronounce his name Beatty.
Okay.
Bad Facebook etiquette is sharing my Facebook post without liking it first.
I know a number of people who've gotten. Do you do Facebook at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I have a number of people who were very enthusiastic at the beginning. And then what happened was somebody shared a picture of them without telling them, like when they were drinking or something like that, so now they don't do any at all.
Mm.
So you haven't had any negative experiences on it?
No. No.
Okay. Well, as I said, I use it specifically for the program, and that was really because one of my affiliates at a program director was very clear, say, go ahead and use it, and it's been great. I mean, it was really... It's very helpful for the program. I mean, I can't imagine doing it in my own personal life. I figure, you know, I don't send pictures of myself to my family even, so I can't imagine sending them to people that I don't even know. I mean, I put them up on I have some on the website, but that's for the program. So what can I tell you? Not my thing, but okay. So I guess that's considered a no-no, as you don't send stuff on without liking it first.
Apparently. I would probably disagree, but...
disagree with it. I mean, I'm not enough of an aficionado.
I mean,
you knew about torrenting, which I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm hip to all that stuff.
Have you ever done that? I mean, have you ever gotten stuff that...
I can't confirm or deny that.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I don't know. If somebody shared my thing, I mean, that's sharing, I think, is better than a like, even, you know. If somebody liked your stuff enough...
Yeah, that's a good point. Why would you share something you didn't like?
Right.
Because it's now associated with you,
exactly.
So presumably that's, by definition, of you giving it your seal of approval.
Yeah.
All right, so... We're saying he's saying, I don't know what he's saying. I guess he's saying that he wants the official affirmation.
Right.
All right.
He wants the likes on his.
He
post,
wants the likes. Yeah.
Whatever. Well, and then Beatty actually chimed in again and said, "My favorite customer service etiquette, and believe he's being sarcastic, is when the representatives apologize when something goes wrong." It makes it always better for me, and often that is all I want to hear. Oh.
So I don't think it's being sarcastic.
No, it seemed like it with the quotations, but...
Well, but...
Asterisks,
I mean,
so that I...
Right, so there are two issues here. One is when something terrible happens and they say sorry for the inconvenience. That drives me nuts.
Right.
Because they're neither sorry, and it's much more than an inconvenience. I actually had a question on my credit card, and I made the dreadful mistake of calling last night, and it wasn't very late. It was about 8 o'clock at night, maybe a little later than that. I was not only on hold for like 25 minutes, at which point I finally hung up, but they kept saying, your call is important to us. The next available service representative will be with you momentarily. And they did that about every, like, a minute and a half, every, like, you know, 90 seconds. And you think, oh, goody, finally, and no one ever came on. And I thought, you know, they're not sorry. My call is not important to them, and no one's coming on. And, of course, when you finally get a hold of somebody, you're spitting nails, which is not that person's fault. I mean, they probably have two people there manning 400 phones. But I think people apologizing for something, saying, gee, I'm sorry, especially if they do something to make it up to you of either... apologizing or making it right or something. I think that's okay, as opposed to someone saying, we don't care. I think it's actual National Customer Appreciation Day or something, isn't it? Something like that.
Is it?
It is Get to Know Your Customers Day, which is not the same as appreciation by a long shot. Okay. All right, so what else we got?
The last one's from Diane, and it's a picture of what looks to be some type of protest, possibly Black Lives Matter, and it's a woman, it's a cop kind of looking, standing straight and looking above this lady like she doesn't exist, and the woman is screaming at the cop's chin. So I don't know if the bad etiquette is, I'm assuming this person's saying from the woman that's screaming.
Yeah, screaming at cops isn't a very good idea. Yeah. I mean, look, they have a tough job, and we can certainly be unhappy with them. There's being a big fuss. the black activists are occupying the union offices, which is a much smarter thing to do than the police station. Occupying a police station is going to get you arrested. And also, it's going to impact their ability to respond to real issues. So occupying the union offices seems to me very smart on somebody's behalf. In both New York and D.C., are demanding an end to protection for brutal cops, which that's a reasonable kind of thing. If somebody has been cited a number of times for unnecessary violence, and there are a number of cops, a couple of the cops that have been involved in the shootings in the last, 6 months, have had a history of violent behavior. And they probably should have been sanctioned or fired before that. You can't afford to have people have violent tendencies with guns. You really just can't, whether they're the police or not the police. And the fact that the union sort of stands behind them is an issue. So I think that's a very smart kind of thing to do. And most cops are not violent. Most cops are not... do not use unnecessary force, and the guy that's being yelled at by the woman and just ignoring her is, and I'm sure his stomach hurts, and it's not fun to be yelled at, and it's a hot time of year. So most cops are not only decent people, but they're really heroic. They do a job that a lot of people don't want. They're vulnerable a lot. This is a country that is increasingly divisive in a lot of ways, and more people have guns. And they put their lives literally at risk, which isn't an excuse for people who are trigger happy, who don't have very good impulse control, to be police officers. They really shouldn't be police officers. Okay, so that was, we were talking, it's interesting that I talk about etiquette, like opening a door, and you guys talk about Black Lives Matter, which is okay. I mean, presumably that one is a great deal more urgent than the other, and I'm not disagreeing with you. It's always interesting to me of what we put up and how you guys respond to it. So, all right. Nobody responded to On Revenge Porn, huh?
No, which I was surprised.
Which wasn't surprising, yeah, because I think when we put that up, everybody thought, oh, gee, that's going to get a whole lot of responses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys are either into just revenge or just porn, but not revenge porn. You know, whatever. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paul, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Paul.
I don't know where to start.
Well,
I have a lot of troubles in my marriage.
Okay, how long have you been married?
2 years.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
How old is she?
42.
How long did you know each other before you got married?
A year.
Did you live in the same city?
Mm-hmm.
How long, have either of you been married before?
Yes, well, this is my first time.
Okay.
She's been married, this is her third.
Okay, how long had you been divorced when you started dating her?
Oh, probably a year or so, I would imagine. I didn't know her before then.
Well, did you ask?
No.
Was somebody who'd been married twice before, you didn't ask how long they'd been divorced?
No.
Okay, so what...
I'll tell you how we'll start right now.
Okay.
Me and her started dating, and I really liked her, and with her medication and stuff, it's very expensive. She had no health insurance.
What kind of medication is she on?
Topamax.
For what?
Seizures, I guess.
You sort of don't ask a whole lot of questions, huh?
No.
All right. Well, we may have learned that there may be appropriate questions to ask. All right. So she's on expensive medication. You started dating. She asked you for money for medication?
No, I figured we'll get married so she'll have my health insurance.
Well, if she'd been healthy and not on medication or she won the lottery, would you have married her anyway?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so you didn't marry her for health insurance. You married her because you loved her, and that just happened to be a side perk. All right. So you're now married for 2 years. Where's the problem?
Oh, she just snaps.
Give me an example of snaps.
Well, it all started about a year ago. It started when she started going to work. See, she was just living off selling stocks, her stocks.
Okay.
And I convinced her to go to work.
What kind of work does she do?
Well, she works in a fast food business now.
Okay.
But it's like there's too much pressure on her from working.
Well, maybe does she need the money?
Yes.
Well, maybe she should find a less stressful job. Paul, you're not giving me a clear idea of exactly the problem. When you say snaps, give me an example of something where she's snappy with you.
Okay. The other day, I come back from Lowe's. I bought a little plant for my yard, okay?
Okay.
And I showed, first off, we don't live together.
Wait a minute.
We live beside each other.
Why do you not live together?
Well, the way I work and the way she works, and we came close, but then it went by.
What does that mean? We came close and then we came...
We looked at buying houses together.
Well, why don't you at least live in your house, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and her house on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, especially since they're next door? I mean, what does it mean to be married to somebody and living in a separate house?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, originally it was just a marriage to help her with her health insurance.
No, that isn't what you said to me. I asked you if you would have married her anyway if she'd won the lottery or wasn't on medication. You said yes, so it wasn't. You got to be careful about that, Pat, because it really demeans the relationship. It really says, you know, I was just being St. Paul the Divine because I was just helping you out. I really never loved you. Either you did or you didn't. And you don't want to confuse those two because they're completely different statements.
That's true.
Paul, what's your question to me?
Okay, like I'll give you an example. Like the other day I come back, I bought a plant for my yard.
Right.
And I showed it to her. I was over in her driveway and she said, "Boy, that's really pretty." And I said, "Well, you can have it if you want it. Why would you offer me a plant?" I was like, "Well, because I thought, why would you offer me a plant?" And I said, "A gift." She said, "A gift? You know I have no room in my yard for a plant." And it's every day it's like that. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't understand if there was a way of keeping her on your health insurance so you didn't feel guilty, would you, you're not staying with her, you're not even living with her. I mean, how often do the two of you see each other? I mean, you see each other presumably every day because you live next door.
Well, yeah, but see, like a year ago, we both drank, okay? And I'd sit there over her house there and we'd be having fun together, talking and drinking and stuff, and I'd tell her, I'd say, "We just can't sit here and look at each other all the time. I got a house to run. You got a house to run."
Well, why don't you live together then? And run the house together.
We'd have to get the right place.
No, you wouldn't. You can both live in each other's places. Paul, either you want to be married or not, this kind of limbo is ridiculous.
I do want to be married, but oh my God.
Well, but if you're married, you have to live in the same house. I mean, it's one of the rules about being married.
Yeah, I agree.
The marriage should probably be slightly more than roommates, but it should certainly not be any less than roommates.
I agree.
All right, so what's the question?
I don't know what to do. She just snapped on me like the other day.
I think you need to sit down with her and say, "Look, let's fish or cut bait. If you know, the two of us, maybe we need to have some counseling to talk about how we actually live together, but this is not really a marriage. That, you know, we don't even sit and drink with each other anymore. And if she's on seizure medication, you don't drink with somebody. I mean, it's this whole thing is so messy. Paul, I think what you need to do is say to her, let's figure out whether or not we want to be married. And if so, we should live in the same house. And if not, you know, I mean, I'm not even sure you'd notice a divorce. You're not living together. But sit down and talk with each other. And if the two of you want to continue to be married, find a therapist and find a house to live in together. Irene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Irene?
Okay, I met a guy, and I got a crush on him. I met him a few times. We've been together for about 3 months, and he dropped me, kind of nasty, doesn't answer phone calls. And I want to get him dead in my head, you know what I mean? Like, I want to forget about him,
okay.
And I need someone else.
Walk me through this a little bit. I hear a baby in the background. Is that yours?
Yes.
How's the baby?
Baby's 6 months.
Where's the baby's dad?
I'm married. That was like
You are married?
Yes.
So you're asking me to help you with an affair?
To forget about it and get back to my normal life.
Well, you might put some energy into your relationship with your husband.
I don't think that will work.
Why would that not work, Irene?
Because he's kind of sick in that area, and I have a...
Sick in what area?
In the sex area.
How old is your husband?
He is 30.
And how old are you?
26.
How long have you been married?
About 6 years.
When you say he's sick in that area, what does that mean?
Meaning that we have no relationships going on there?
Well, you had a relationship at least a year and a half ago, or a little less than that. You've
right,
got a, you've got a six-month-old baby.
It was just to get a baby out, nothing else than that.
So the two of you don't ordinarily have sex? Did you get pregnant the first time the two of you had sex?
Second time.
You didn't have sex for the first 5 years?
Right. We had sex in the beginning, and then somehow it just didn't work. Like, he wanted different things, I wanted different things, and it stopped.
Well, what do you want?
I want to go back to my normal life and forget about the affair I had.
Well, but Irene, I'm talking about what do you want sexually? What do you want from your husband?
If I would be able to divorce him, I would do it now. But it's very, very complicated, and I won't be able to do it. So
why can't you divorce him?
Money-wise, kids-wise.
Do you have a job?
No.
Do you have a high school diploma?
I have. I can build a career, but, you know, it's not going to happen before at least 2 or 3 years that I should be able to be on my own, and I can't afford with my baby to just be on nothing. I'm a responsible mother.
Well, so you're a responsible mother and an irresponsible wife.
Right, you're right, but that's not my fault. It's his fault. Because if he would have given me everything I would need, I would not look outside of marriage.
So why isn't he sexual with you?
It is not. Like, as much as I offer, is the most romantic places I take him, it's just not working, so I...
Have you ever sat with him and said, look, what do you want sexually from me?
I did. I took him to a sex therapist, but he's not cooperating. And I'm telling you again, if I would be able to divorce, I would do it.
Well, but Irene, listen, you're painting yourself into a corner here. You're saying, you know, I want to get over... I don't want to cheat, I would assume. I'm a young woman. I'm home with a six-month-old, which means my brain rots. I mean, six-month-olds are cute, but they're not much intellectual stimulation. You don't have a job. You're home all day. You've got a husband that you're not sexual with. And you're saying, how do I get sex out of my head? Well, that's like saying, don't think about elephants. What else do you have to think about? I mean, realistically, the answer is not an affair. The answer is either, I mean, it seems to me a perfect time to take some courses to, in fact, start on your career. A six-month-old baby is, you know, relative. They sleep a lot. They don't walk very much. So, I mean, this may be a time to take a course someplace. A lot of schools have daycare for small kids. But do something with your life. I mean, what you're doing is you're saying, I'm not going to work on my marriage. I'm going to be susceptible to any man that comes along. I mean, you're putting yourself in a really compromised position. And you say, well, I'm being a good mom. I mean, you know, a six-month-old has really such minimal needs that anybody who is paying some attention to a six-month-old, I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad mother, but I'm saying a six-month-old doesn't have very complicated needs. They're not very sophisticated. And you sort of not doing anything and leaving yourself in this lousy situation, I think, and by saying I'm a good mom, you know, it's the wrong choice. And I think to sort of write off your marriage so quickly, I mean, presumably, you could talk with your husband about sex. If he's not interested in it, you could say to him, look, I'd like to have separate maintenance. You know, I want you to support me and the kid for the next 2 years until I get myself on my feet. But, I mean, to stay in a marriage that there's no sex, there's no love, that you're saying the only reason that you... I mean, I don't know why you'd have a baby with him to begin with. And to sort of view yourself as trapped makes no sense.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Medical.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, there you go. I know that voice anywhere. That was you.
Yeah.
You want to sing along? Is there a second verse to that, or is that only one?
I should write another one.
I think so. All righty, so let's do a program director. All righty? All right, what do you got here?
Okay. I have one from Bill here.
Okay.
And he is asking, he would like you to talk about the unfairly labeled people affected by labels of mental illness who actually try to seek help and relief in Western medication and mental wards till the doctors nearly kill them by over-prescribing meds and taken as prescribed, who sometimes get secondary Parkinson's What if maybe someone came off 13 meds and couldn't get legal justice despite being a PTK grad? I'm not sure what that means, the PTK part, but yeah.
This sounds like a very personal story, number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go through it a little bit at a time, because it sounds... All right. Let's do the first issue, which is over-medication of inappropriate medication. First of all, if you have a psychological issue, do not go to your family physician. I'm sure your family physician is a wonderful person and very good at triage, but that's not their specialty. And you wouldn't have your primary care physician operate on your heart, for example. You go to a cardiologist. You wouldn't have them do... you go to a specialist. And your head, your emotional life, your emotions are just as complicated, if not more so, than your heart. Your heart's basically a big old muscle that pumps, right? And you would no more have your family care physician operate on your heart than you would have your podiatrist, all right? So, which is not to say that a family care physician isn't a super good doctor, but that's not what their specialty is. You don't have them, first of all, they're not going to be as up to date. It's not what their specialty is. It's not what they're used to treating. And so having them put you on medication, and they may do it, is the problem, because doctors have limited interaction with patients these days, and they don't want to lose you, and so there's all sorts of possibility. I mean, so you don't want to put them in a position where they may be tempted to do something that doesn't make any sense. If you're hearing voices, if you feel you're depressed, if you are having sleep disturbances may fall in between specialties, but certainly if you're hearing voices, if you're depressed, go and see a specialist. Go see either a psychiatrist or a psychologist. If you think there's likely to be an issue of medication, you may want to try a psychiatrist before a psychologist. Although, if you're medication phobic, which we seem to be a country that says drugs are only good if you're doing them recreationally, if they actually can do some good for you, then we should stay away from them. So if that's your approach, then a psychologist who has some affiliation with either a clinic or can refer you to somebody, a psychopharmacologist, may make more sense, because as a psychologist, what we understand is that medication in conjunction with therapy and exercise can be more effective than any of those three separately. But so number one, you're going to a specialist if you've got a mental health issue, number one. Number two, that any medication, even when you're talking about something like a fungus, all right, or dermatitis is particularly difficult to treat, so that may not be a good example. If you're talking about an antibiotic, if we're talking about any kind of medication, number one, there's no such thing as a medication that doesn't have side effects. There just isn't. So what any physician is trying to do, or a pharmacologist is trying to do, is balance the negative effects with the positive effects, the efficacy with the downside. And that may take some fooling around with. Because not everybody's the same, not everybody's metabolism is the same. Sometimes you need to be aware of how much people weigh. Again, certainly any other medications they're taking. So getting the right dosage and minimizing the side effects is a science. It's not just a guess. It's not one size fits all. So it may take some time. Number three, if you're experiencing acute symptoms, if you're not able to function, it may make some sense to put yourself in a position of voluntary hospitalization temporarily, because then they can titrate the dosage. They can keep an eye on you and deal with the dosage and make sure that they're watching out for side effects, make sure that they're making that whatever it is that's working is working. Sometimes it takes some trial and error to figure that out, which I know is very frustrating as an individual, but I mean, think about it. I mean, there are all sorts of things that we do in trial and error, whether it's dating or looking for a house or finding the perfect butcher or finding a recipe that we like or how much garlic we want in our pasta sauce. I mean, there are all sorts of examples where it's not obvious what you do the first time, all right? And medication is certainly not an exception to that and is a much more complicated scenario than the other things I mentioned. So, number one, you go to a specialist. Number two, it may take some time. Number three, if you're in an acute situation, you may think about voluntary hospitalization and talking with your physician about it because it may be easier to keep an eye on the side effects and the effects. Number four, if you're taking any other medication, including things like over-the-counter, alcohol, any kind of recreational drugs, that's going to affect how your body responds to the medication you're taking for a specific issue. So that needs to be, you need to make the person who's prescribing aware, you need to keep track of it, and you need to not be sneaky about it because that's just shooting yourself in the foot, if not the whatever else. And 13 medications is a lot of medications. Somebody needs to be aware of all of those, and sometimes the reason that you may be on multiple medications is, for example, people will talk about, well, you know, it took 12 stitches. Well, how many stitches is kind of irrelevant. It depends where it is and how big the stitches are. So 12 stitches may be 10 too many, or it may be 10 too few, or it may be exactly the right number. So the number of medications is not the issue, even though it's a lot, as much as it may be, for example, that you can get a much better result with much fewer side effects with two or three medications that are synergistic with one another rather than one medication. So the number of medications is significant, but may or may not be relevant, okay? And the rest of the issues, I think, are too complicated to talk about in an email. But give me a call and we could talk about it, because it sounds like you're talking about something very specific to you. And the more specific, the more helpful I can be if you give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.